Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity to stop for a few moments and listen to God. First, let me read from the Bible. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. We always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly. As we pray to our God and Father about you, we think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and the enduring hope you have because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul has great affection for these Christians in what we would now call Northern Greece. He had spent time with them and he knew them well. He knew that they weren't perfect. And in this letter, he's going to spell out some very specific concerns that he has about the way in which they were living. However, what I love about these opening verses is that he comes up with a beautiful list of the ways in which his life was blessed by them. It's so easy to focus on the problems of life, isn't it? We can probably all identify people who wind us up and who are a pain. We can think of their annoying habits and the way in which they make our life so much harder than it needs to be. I suspect that Paul could come up with such a list about the people in Thessalonica, but he chose to identify the blessings. They were faithful and loving in their actions and had a firm hope for the future because of their faith in Jesus. It's important for us too to reflect on the people around us and to identify their good qualities. Let's thank God for the privilege of knowing them and praise God for the ways in which their lives enhance our life. They're not perfect, but then neither are we. But however imperfect they may be, their lives bring God's blessings to us. The key to what Paul says in these verses is that he prays for them constantly. That shows the level of commitment that he had for them. One of the most transforming moments for me as a teenager was when a youth leader told me that he and his wife prayed regularly for me. I was amazed, but it revealed to me their heart and their commitment to me. So let's keep praying for those around us and give thanks. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, help us to be constant in prayer for the people in our lives and help us to give thanks for them. Amen. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.